Jimmy. Jimmy, who doesn't love Jimmy?
I can't stand him.
Yeah, you know what? Your phone's never right, Jay Stu. What you need to do is
stick to wrestling. Stick to wrestling with James Stewart.
Finish the story. Finish the story was the words of Cody Rhodes on Monday Night Raw to Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn is the challenger this weekend for Elimination Chamber in Montreal, his hometown. And I am of the belief that WWE needs to push forward with Sami Zayn and let him win the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Sami Zayn in Montreal needs to beat Roman Reigns. I don't know that that's the direction that they're going. I don't think it's the direction that they're going. But if we're talking about finishing stories here, this story needs to be finished. This bloodline Sami Zayn story needs to be finished with Sami winning. Again, I don't think it's going to happen because there were instances in the past where Roman goes in as the underdog at Clash at the Castle against Drew McIntyre. And Roman wins. And here's a situation where Sami is going in as the overwhelming, triumphant babyface. But he's the underdog. He's a massive underdog. And you could kind of see some of his insecurities during the Cody Rhodes, Sami Zayn promo on Raw. But what I think WWE should do is, because their ratings are up throughout this whole bloodline story, have Sami win. Have Sami win in Montreal, make it the feel-good moment, and then worry about Monday on Monday. Is Sami the guy to do it? Has Sami been the guy to do it? I don't think that they have thought so. I think it's, at this point, it's Cody, and if it's not Cody, then I don't know who it is. But Triple H told me after Survivor Series about how creative is like a GPS. You know where you're going. I should just insert the cut in post-production. Maybe I'll do that. Make it easier. But Triple H was talking about creative. And he said you can't be so married to an idea that you can't adjust from it. This is the time to adjust from. If Cody versus Roman was your main event at WrestleMania and Cody was going to win, this is where you can have your adjustment. This is absolutely where you can have your adjustment. This bloodline story is top five storyline of all time in WWE history, WWF history. Like, I could go four deep on you. Mega Powers Explode, Austin McMahon, Bloodline, Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa. Those are my top four stories in WWE history. You know, I would throw in as a bias, I would throw in Mick Foley's chase to the championship, but that wasn't as direct a story. But I just feel like at Elimination Chamber, Sami needs to win. Sami needs to win in Montreal. And Sami needs to believe that he can win in Montreal. So how does that happen? It's a great question. Where's Kevin Owens? Where is Kevin Owens? Is Kevin Owens returning in Montreal to help Sami win the championship? Because the Usos supposedly aren't going to Montreal. They did a storyline on SmackDown where Roman told Heyman, or Heyman just outright told the Usos, don't show up in Montreal. Don't show up for SmackDown. Don't show up for Elimination Chamber. Now, is that a ploy or is that just a cover because, well, the Usos kind of have some issues and they can't leave the States and they can't get into Canada? I don't know. But how does Sami win the title if he doesn't believe in himself? Kevin Owens. I don't think Cody would interfere. I don't think Cody Rhodes would interfere in this. But what a dynamic if Cody Rhodes did interfere with this. And then what happens to WrestleMania, right? So does Roman have The Rock? Does Roman have Steve Austin? Does Roman have another opponent? Is there something that Roman can't make it to WrestleMania? And I don't believe any of that. But what you would do then is, if Sami were to win, WrestleMania now becomes a triple threat match. or there's the disputed finish that I mentioned before the Rumble, and they end up splitting the belts. I think Meltzer had something, take this for what it's worth, I think Meltzer had something about like WWE was going to create a championship for Cody, which doesn't sound right, and Cody was going to win the title on Saturday night because they want two championships. So how do you do this? This is the split decision thing. Like, is a double pin? Is it some, I was about to use a cuss word there. Is there some screwy finish? Like, do you get to two titles? Like, and this is a bigger thing that maybe only a small percentile of people actually care about. If Cody's going to finish his story, he needs the WWF title. He needs the lineage to Buddy Rogers title. That's what he needs. If he wins the Universal Championship from Roman, yeah, it's a great moment. And again, this may only matter to me, but that title can go into the abyss in the same way that I think the current tag team titles, they somewhere lost their lineage to Demolition and the Wild Samoans, and Wikipedia has a whole thing on this. But Cody needs to win the WWE World Heavyweight Championship that is linked to Buddy Rogers and Superstar Billy Graham and Hulk Hogan, not the Universal Championship that started with Finn Balor. Or he's got to win both, right? Because they've kind of muddied the waters. But my overall point is, and I don't think it's going to happen, I want to emphasize, I think Roman's winning Elimination Chamber. I think he's retaining the undisputed WWE Universal Championship, and they'll pivot to something else with Sammy and Kevin Owens, I think. We assume it's the Usos and the tag titles. WWE should have Sammy win. Absolutely should have Sami Zayn win. And then make WrestleMania's main event a triple threat. And then you could have Cody beat Sammy and Roman if you wanted to just make sure that Cody got the win over Roman. Now, is it as important that Sammy's the one who got the first win on Roman since Baron Corbin did in 2019? Some would say yes, but Cody still gets his moment. So this is where you're satisfying everybody. Is you're getting Montreal and Sami Zayn, and you're paying off the story. You are paying off the story of Sami Zayn beating Roman Reigns. Even though some of us still think it should be main event Jey Uso, but well, that's a story for another time. You need to have Sami Zayn win this match and become the WWE Universal Champion, undisputed Universal Champion, and make WrestleMania a triple threat match. And then when you get to WrestleMania, you can have Roman beat Sami and then Cody beat Roman. And now you've done both. You've allowed Sami Zayn to be the champion. You've paid off the storyline. And now you go on to WrestleMania, triple threat. Roman gets his win back over Sami. And then Cody beats Roman and gets both titles, or however they're going to do it. And then Cody Rhodes can finish his story. And then you can progress forward from there, which is a whole different story of what happens after WrestleMania. What happens after this bloodline story? Because this is top four storylines in WWE history, in my opinion. So what's next after that? Hopefully they have a good idea. Hopefully they know. So the rest of Elimination Chamber, Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley, the third match of their series. I think Brock wins this one. I don't know why I think that way, but I feel like they got something big for Brock coming up at Mania. And I don't know whether it's Steve Austin. I'm not saying it's Steve Austin, but they got to have something big for Brock at WrestleMania, I would think. Is it Gunther and the Intercontinental Championship? It might be. They had that teaser in the Rumble. Maybe it's Cena. Like, we still don't know what John Cena is doing for WrestleMania, if he's even doing WrestleMania, right? So I think Brock wins this one. And by the way, as I've said before, I think Brock will do business however WWE wants to do business. So, like, if they continue to build Lashley, like they've been doing a great job of protecting Bobby Lashley the last, pre-pandemic, since he beat Drew, or he beat Miz for the WWE Championship way back when during the pandemic. But they've done a really good job at protecting Bobby Lashley. So unless they have something big for Lashley, I expect Brock to win and Brock have a massive opponent coming up for WrestleMania. Judgment Day, Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley against Edge and Beth Phoenix. I'm going to assume that Rhea is going to pin Beth here, and then that'll lead to the, you know, there's been a rumor for a long time that Edge and Finn Balor want to do a Hell in a Cell match, and it'll be Brood Edge against Demon Finn Balor in a Hell in a Cell. If they did Hell in a Cell at WrestleMania, that'd be amazing. It would be the second, no, it'd be the third time that they've done that. Cause they did Taker and Boss Man, and they did the great Triple H Undertaker match with Shawn Michaels as the special referee. So Hell in a Cell. Oh, and they did the Shane Undertaker match. That's right. He did that one. Maybe I'm missing another one in there, but like Balor and Edge with their demonic characters at WrestleMania, that should be good. And then Rhea, of course, is going on to fight Charlotte at WrestleMania. But I think it's make Rhea look strong. And hell, if you really want to make Rhea Ripley look strong, have her pin Edge. Have her give Edge the finisher, her finisher, and pin Edge. That would make her look strong. And that would give her a bragging point, too. Elimination Chamber style matches. They have two of them on this show. One is for the United States Championship. The other is for a championship match against Bianca Belair. We'll start with the U.S. title. It's Austin Theory defending against Seth Rollins, Johnny Gargano, Bronson Reed, Damian Priest, and Montez Ford. This is Johnny Gargano's match to win, right? I think this is how you make Johnny Gargano a star in one night. There's not a lot of buzz around Gargano. Gargano is one of those, he's better as the chaser than the actual champion. But if you want to make the U.S. title like a real workhorse title, and if Austin Theory is getting John Cena at WrestleMania, you need to get that title off of Austin Theory, unless he's going to successfully defend over John Cena, which by all means he might. But Rollins, we assume, is going to be lined up with Logan Paul. I don't know what you do with Bronson Reed. Damian Priest has already been the U.S. champion, and Montez Ford, everybody says, is going to be a star franchise player going forward. Might be a touch too early for Montez Ford, unless they want the visual of Bianca Belair and Montez Ford, who are married, or at least they're a couple. I think they're married, both as champions, and they just want that photo up. That's a possibility, but if Austin Theory doesn't retain, this is Johnny Gargano's match to win. This is a star-making performance opportunity for Johnny Gargano. And if you're not familiar with Johnny Gargano, go to the WWE Network, check out his story with Tommaso Ciampa, his match with Andrade at one of the takeovers, his series of matches with Adam Cole at takeovers. Look at all that stuff. That's all great quality work. That is top-notch. That is top-notch in-ring work from Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, who is an all-timer in the last, I don't know, probably 10 years or so. He's just great. The Elimination Chamber match for the Raw Women's Championship. This was almost going to be started as a triple threat match, but Bianca Belair won a match over by pinning Bayley. Bianca Belair beat Bayley and Becky Lynch on Raw on Monday night. If Becky or Bayley had won, the start of this Elimination Chamber match would have been a three-way. It is not. They have done that in the past where they've started the match with three participants and kept the other four, if my math is correct, in their little Elimination Chamber pods. But it's Asuka against Liv Morgan, against Nikki Cross, against Raquel Rodriguez, against Natalya, against Carmella. I have no idea who's going to win this match. I have no idea. Because when I look at who Bianca Belair could be facing at WrestleMania, I go, it's not Carmella. I don't think it's Natalya. Although Natalya deserves it. I would say Natalya deserves it. It's not Raquel Rodriguez. I'm biased towards Nikki Cross. I think that would be outstanding, but that's not a WrestleMania match, at least where Nikki Cross is in her career and where Belair is. Liv Morgan doesn't make sense. And then there's Asuka, who is probably going to give Bianca Belair the best possible match she could get. So maybe it's Asuka. Maybe that's the clear-cut winner. But as far as the Raw Women's Championship match, it should have been the match they had on Raw for WrestleMania. It should have been Belair against Becky and Bayley, because Bayley and Becky are really the two top Raw women superstars not named Bianca Belair, who's the champion. Like, that should have been the match. So if I have to pick somebody, I'm picking Asuka. I'm picking Asuka to win the match. Just kind of makes the most sense, unless this is a lifetime achievement award for Natalia. And then, which case, I'd go Natalia, and Natalia gets Bianca Belair. But I think it's going to be Asuka. I think it's going to be Asuka and Bianca Belair, and they'll tear the house down. It'll be great. But that for me is just it's a lacking WrestleMania main event match for some reason, and it's a me problem like everything else is. So that is Elimination Chamber. That is kind of my preview. Sami Zayn needs to win the championship. I can't say that enough. And then you just figure out WrestleMania on Monday. Like, that's what needs to happen at Elimination Chamber this weekend, is Sami Zayn needs to win. And he needs to win with the help of Kevin Owens. He needs to win by any means necessary. Sami Zayn needs to win this championship. AEW hasn't made me feel in a while. It just hasn't. Like, yeah, I'm excited to see Danielson and MJF in a 60-minute match, but like, I already know MJF's retaining. Like, Danielson's not getting the title, so like, why am I investing in a story that I already know the finish to? And I'll bring it back to this whole Bloodline thing. The Bloodline story and why it's been so great is, did anybody expect Jey Uso to walk out on the beatdown of Sami Zayn? Did anybody expect Sami Zayn to show up on SmackDown and acknowledge Jey Uso? And then Heyman's like, yeah, the Usos can, you guys can watch on TV because we're not sure about you. And by the way, Roman came out with a t-shirt with just Paul Heyman on it. I wouldn't trust Paul Heyman in this circumstance. I wouldn't trust Paul Heyman at all. And that's kind of the difference, is that like, I just feel like this Bloodline story is carrying wrestling right now. I just feel like it's carrying WWE back up the ratings. And this is, again, why, like, the development of Sami Zayn should be rewarded, because it's helped merchandise. It's helped TV ratings. People are invested in this character. I think I saw on YouTube that the Sami Zayn chair shot to Roman got like 20 million YouTube views. I'll actually look at that right now and see what it is. So like, you can have, like, I don't know if this is the level of the Danielson thing from WrestleMania 30, but it's at least in the conversation. I'm going to find this thing. I'm going to scroll Twitter. Chelsea Green complains. By the way, the Chelsea Green character is tremendous. Sami Zayn rattles Paul Heyman, just under a million views on YouTube. Where's this Royal Rumble thing? 2.7 million views. Sami Zayn smashes Roman Reigns with a steel chair. That's not the number that I was told. Somebody told me it was like 20 million views, and that's not the case. But it's still pretty good. It's still pretty good. And the TV ratings are up since the Bloodline story seems to be coming to an end. So I'll be watching Elimination Chamber. I'll give you a recap next week. I could rant and rave about AEW right now, but it's a sugar rush show. It's a wonderful show. It just, there hasn't been like that impactful moment for me where I'm like, I have to watch every week. Like, if I miss an episode of AEW, I'm just kind of like, okay, I missed it. Like, maybe I'll catch it on the DVR. Maybe I won't. It's the alternative wrestling show, but just missing something. It's missing something. It's missing that big, like, I don't know what's going to happen next. The Acclaim lose the tag belts. It's like, why did that happen? Like, what, to prove that the Gun Club is actually a threat? Like, the Acclaim is the hottest act, or one of the hotter acts in AEW, and they lose. So like, what are we kind of doing here? That's a frustrating point. And we'll see where the women's division match goes, with Britt Baker trying to recruit Ruby Soho. But There's nothing like the Jericho Appreciation Society. Meh, it's kind of run its course. Like, I don't know. I don't know. AEW just doesn't have anything for me right now, other than it's a Sugar Rush wrestling show. And if they come back here and they're at the Garden, which I think they're going to be, like, yeah, I'll go. And I'll enjoy the show for 4 hours because they tape Dark and then Rampage. And or maybe I won't stay for Rampage. I don't know. Nobody's watching Rampage, right? I don't think anybody's watching Rampage. So they AEW's got to get like some injection of buzz. And maybe that's maybe if CM Punk does return, it gets that injection of buzz as far as the fan base goes. But I don't feel a lot of buzz for AEW. Tell me if I'm full of it. Like if you're out there and you're like, you're missing X, Y, and Z on AEW. Like you're missing this great story or you're not connecting with this story. Tell me why. Tell me what I'm missing. Educate me. Like I'm just a fan with a microphone and I'm blessed to have media access. Right. But like, I want to feel wrestling and I don't feel AEW right now. So tell me why I don't feel AEW. Tell me why I should feel AEW. But this Bloodline story, Sammy needs to win the belt. That's what I'll close with. Because I'm rambling now. I want to stop. But Sammy needs to win the belt in Montreal on Sunday, Saturday night. I don't think he's going to, but Sammy needs to win the title and then make WrestleMania triple threat. Roman beats Sammy, Cody beats Roman, and everybody's happy because everybody gets their moments. And most importantly, the fans are happy. And that's what it's about.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.